On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Roz Harkavy moved to Cincinnati from Canton in the mid-1950s and wanted to be part of a caring, involved community. She found that through the Jewish Welfare Fund and in North Avondale, where she raised a family and became a well-respected artist, volunteer, and philanthropist. As she tells her grandson, Ben Sloan, the civil rights movement of the 60s brought tremendous change to her neighborhood.
Where did you move when you came to Cincinnati?
Oh, we lived in an apartment out in Roselawn.
In Roselawn, which is primarily where the Jewish community was at the time, correct?
Yeah.
And so you moved there. Were any other friends from Canton in Cincinnati at this point?
Nobody.
What was the first thing you did? What did you start doing?
I had a kid. Your mother.
Yeah.
Your mother came along, which was really nice because it did give me a venue to meet
people,
other young people like
you were still
myself.
In that apartment, or had you moved by
no,
that
we
point?
No, we were still in that apartment. We moved to North Avondale and lived there for a long time where everybody went to school. This was a difficult community, and I couldn't find people with the same kind of interests I had, so I decided that...
Well, what were your interests? What were you looking for?
That's a great question, Ben. I was looking for people who wanted to know more about their community, who wanted to be involved in the community, who cared about the world and what was going on in the world. And finally, I picked up the phone and called the Jewish Welfare Fund. And I said, look, I'm new to the city, and I would love to meet people, and I'd love to volunteer so that I could meet people. And I did, and that was where I met a lot of people. In 6 months, I knew a lot of people. And that led me to do a lot of other things in the city, being involved in volunteerism.
Yeah, which you still do a lot of, and it's not all relegated to Jewish events or Jewish communities, but at that time, was that sort of the vehicle?
For me it was.
And did you then see that community change locations, change in size? Or
all kinds of ways, yes.
Because you moved to Avondale.
Right.
By 1964, Avondale as a community was a huge Jewish population, correct?
Yes, it was. And then things changed again because the civil rights movement created a lot of unrest in Avondale and North Avondale, and a lot of folks picked up and moved out. And we made a decision to stay because we thought that was important.
Mm-hmm. How did the civil rights movement just change the demographic? Why did it create unrest in Avondale in particular?
Because there were riots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to be involved in civil rights, which we were, and support it. And it's another thing to see the National Guard marching down the street with guns.
Yeah.
And that was really scary. But
you decided to stay.
Absolutely.
You decided to stay. And you were in that house until
1986.
So everybody had left. Everybody was out.
Not everybody, but a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people.
Excuse me, I'm talking specifically about
your
children were all gone.
Yes, our motto was 18 and out.
18 and out, right. 18 and get out.
No, not get out. 18 and out.
So yeah, to see the National Guard marching down your street is a very scary thing. Was there also a large African-American population in Avondale while you were there?
Yeah, there was. And the kids had relationships with all kinds of other kids. In those days, children went outside and played till dinner time.
And then came back in.
Yeah, if you were lucky, if you could find them to get them back in the house. There were no such thing as play dates.
It was just free for all. You go outside and play.
Right. We had a great neighborhood, and I think my kids had a wonderful time in that neighborhood.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.